two. Hello, everybody. Welcome. Welcome. We are doing our May forecast, which I hear is going to be pretty exciting from a planetary aspect this week or this month. And with the lovely Alexandra Karkopoulou. Hello, hello, Alexandra.
Hello there. Hello from beautiful Greece. Even if it's raining today, I say hello. It's May forecast. It's very special. I mean, we didn't actually miss the April one, but it was Easter time. It was busy and somehow we didn't do anything. But May, okay. Let me say a few words about May. Should I start, Sue?
Yeah, go right ahead. I am just, the reason I disappeared is I am sharing this on Facebook so people can join us.
Okay. So, May, I have a phrase for the whole month that a very well-known chess player said, 1920, in the past, let's say, years, but it's really nice and it really characterizes May. So, the phrase is, one who is good at tactics knows what to do when there is something to do. He who is good at strategy, though, knows what to do when there is nothing to do. So you need strategy and not tactics in this month, my dear beloved friends. May horoscope has everything to do against hasty decisions. So impulsiveness is now good. It will give you problems, conflicts, quarrels, financial losses. And it is important to act confidently, but with an eye for the circumstances and for detail. Since the sun in Taurus enhances qualities as perseverance and diligence, earth signs will be in, will have more advantage. In order not to let success slip through the cracks, it is important to develop, so as we said, the right strategy for May. It is best to start by strengthening the material base. That means that financially, and this will be really an issue that will, we will all have to deal with for many, many months from now until for the next 6 months. I mean, until the end of the year, if we don't pay attention to the way that we organize ourselves financially, it may come to a disaster. I'm saying it with a laughing face, but I really mean it. It's really important. So don't forget this. It's important. On the 1st of May, we started already with a nice, let's say, mood. I don't know if most of you were happy to do something, to get along with friends, to speak about many, many different things. And we go on. On May 4th, I mean, today it's May 2nd. You see, I forgot already what day it is. Nice. 4th of May, it's going to be a real strange day, let's say, because we have a square from Venus to Neptune. And then we should be careful with deception, with frustrations, with flattery, with illusions, with platonic love and idealization. Whatever we say it's big and it's perfect, it's not so perfect. So whatever shines, it's not gold. And this is very important. We have to be careful from the 4th of the month, because on the 5th, we have a very important day. And most of the things that are going to happen have to do with that day. And it is the 5th. The 5th is a full moon. And it's called full moon of flowers or mother. But at the same time, it is a very strong lunar eclipse in Scorpio. You know, me and Sue are Scorpios. Scorpios are powerful. Scorpios are mystic, are really dynamic, and they reborn from the ashes. It's not an easy aspect because it has the full power of three moons in one. And since it happens in Scorpio, it affects us all, and it is unpredictable, and it has intense energy. That means there is, for me personally, I don't think that there will be a person that will not feel it. It's a special connection that we have to take care of. We have to be careful in whatever has to do with marriage, with relationships, with sexual attraction, with the divine feminine. We need to find ways to feel more secure about our bodies, to go with our instincts more, to surrender to the moment, and to feed ourselves with what we truly desire and not what the others desire for us. Because, as you know, eclipse periods foreshadow issues in our personal lives that need work. So when we align with these divine circles, we take time for self-reflection and we can find our purpose deeply and become a stabilizing force and resource also for our communities. This time is to see things in ourselves that we don't usually see and we don't see easily. So especially in those eclipses, because we had an eclipse before and we have one now, it has to do with really with your instincts, basic instincts, and also the instincts of survival. So that affects also financially or us all. So we have to really rest, meditate, practice self-care even more than normal. And this will affect also all the days after and also the months that will come until the end of 2023 or 2 months before 2023 ends, because we have the other two eclipses that surround and conclude the year. So we will feel the energy up to the 14th of May almost, when Mercury turns from retrograde to the right direction. We will feel after the full moon and eclipse, let's say revolutionary. We will feel that we will need to react. We'll have these independent tendencies, changes, revisions, surprises, originality. We have aspects with Uranus. We have Mercury that's gonna do sextile with Saturn. I mean, all these really important planets are doing aspects now. Don't forget, as I said, that Mercury is retrograde up to the 14th of May. And in that particular retrograde movement, we need to take care of our bodies and how we feel and to listen to our bodies more. And what do we need? We need to understand the others, to communicate also with body language. I mean, since we know that artificial intelligence is taking over also pictures in the internet, whatever social media, whatever is happening, we should be careful of the body language. Maybe we can reveal secrets in there. So complicated. May is a complicated month with a lot of energy. And I won't be surprised if we feel the earth shaking, earthquakes. The weather is playing like a child. I mean, you open your eyes, it's sunny, and then it rains, and then it's sunny again. It's unbelievable what happens. But slowly and steadily, the race is won, I would say, because we have to take a deep breath after the 14th, 15th, and we have also a very special aspect that it really will affect us all again on May 17th, where Jupiter, this lucky, beautiful planet, is entering Taurus after 12 years. So it will remain until May 25th. And we'll have a lot to deal with money management, low risk investing, commitment, creativity, fertility, and pleasure. As you see, money and financial situations won't come out. Jupiter is about expansion and removing obstacles. And Taurus has to do, again, with our basic needs. As I said to you, it all starts, I mean, it ignites on the 5th of May. Taurus can be also about building things easily. And we have to be very careful how we build things. Because at the moment that it enters Taurus, Jupiter makes a square with Pluto. So we may have around 17th, 18th of May, scandals, actions, secret edges, extreme natural phenomena. Please be careful when you're driving, when you're traveling. These These days are a bit strange. After the 17th, 18th, we'll have the new moon on the 19th in the lovely stable Taurus, and it favors issues related to finances. There may be some opportunities there, the daily life and our lifestyle in general. Anything has to do with it, and don't try to avoid. The ground will be soon fertile in order for you to plant the seeds for an important project or ambition afterwards, because it's Taurus and it's good for Taurus, Virgo and Capricorn. On the 20th, we will feel that it will happen again. Something unpleasant may come, but we will deal with it. And afterwards, I mean, May is an election month for Europe. Turkey has elections, and also we have elections in Greece on the 21st. But on the 21st, we have also Gemini entering when Sun comes to Gemini. So a lot of communication, a lot of blah, blah. We will all have these things in our minds and we want to talk about it. The end of the month is a bit better. What's the energy for? And we will feel like we're starting from scratch. We will feel the energy, the activity. We will feel that we will need to make a new start. But please, please be careful, because all over May has a lot of traps, energy traps, financial traps, and my general, tip would be, since we are in between this total international crisis where we really don't know what's going to happen next, try to plan carefully. Planets are here, but planets will give you gifts only if you follow yourself's instincts and if you organize your stuff according to a logical explanation. Whatever happens under the table that we cannot, program ourselves or program our lives, we don't have the control in there, but we sure have control in our lives for our personal things. So try to focus more on your personal stuff. Try to focus more on how you're going to do your life better, to organize financially how you're going to be, because crisis, we are in a crisis in all over the world, and climate change is here. The climate is as it is. Things are happening, political discussions, financial, I don't know, a lot of things are happening. So be careful. May is a very critical month. And whatever you're going to do during May, it's going to be for the next months also. Susan, are you here? Did you left?
No, I didn't leave.
Yeah,
I was sitting here. My dog was making some noise, so I just decided to pause my mute myself. But you know, I was thinking about all of this that you're talking about and the space that we're in and everything right now. And you know, I'm playing with the cards at the same time as you're talking. And the card for the month that I pulled up was the Three of Pentacles. And I know that you said that we should be focusing in on our own. Well, number one, Pentacles is always about money and financial situations and things like that. And I know that you mentioned that we should be focusing in on what is most important to us, our own priorities, getting in alignment with ourselves and what we need and want in life. And this is also a card about teamwork in a way. First of all, it's a card about doing your best and, you know, bringing your best self to the table, always giving 100% to the team. And so when you talk about and when you think about this in terms of getting yourself in alignment with the modern reality of what is right now, that we're in a global situation, it also kind of, in my mind, turns us back into that space where we understand that what you do in your home and in your life revibrates on a bigger level. So for example, if I'm focusing in my life on saving water, saving gas, doing things like that, the little thing of buying more sustainable clothing, for example, or making sure that I'm, you know, being conscientious of who makes my clothing, what I'm spending my money on or what I'm saving for, that sends webs of energy out into the universe. And so this is not only a card to me about being a part of a community, but it's also being a part of a community by being conscientious of my own actions and what I do and how that affects the bigger picture.
Yes, I mean, it's the bigger picture. This is what I talked also about. And a lot of things are happening that we also don't know. This is what I wanted to say. We don't have power over it. This is the problem. And many people are saying, how can you talk about positive thinking and, I don't know, about initiatives and then stuff when things are going under the table that we don't know and people that are having the power are controlling us or try to control us through wars or financial crisis or you see, or COVID, like COVID-19 was. It's not an easy chapter in the history of the human history. But for sure, I'm sure about it, that if we stay focused and if we say, yes, I need your help, if we speak out what our needs and be a community, then things are going to be a bit better for us to relieve us, because we need the relief. We need to find solutions and a way to get over this, because it's not easy for nobody. It's hard. It's hard. It's a really hard period. I never imagined that we will speak about it as we spoke in 2019, that it's going to come. And now you see what's happening. And time is very relative. So May is a real, real important month. Mm-hmm. True story. Mm-hmm. It's going to be, I don't know, a bumpy ride. I don't know. I haven't seen it, because it's, on the one day you're laughing and the next day you're crying. And the next day you're laughing and then it's like, it's really like this. You cannot say it's stable, it has a line. Mm-mm. And the tendency is be careful. If I talk about, because I spoke about strategy, you need to have a strategy. Take your pencils, write it down, and then you'll know. And we have elections. My gosh, what's going to happen? I don't know. Mm-hmm. So we can start with Aries, of course. Do you wish to pick a card before, or how should we do it?
Usually what I do is so that I can write down, you usually have like a thing that, you know, that goes through the, yeah.
We're starting with Aries. So my phrase for Aries is, if you want luck to last, don't focus on what's wrong. So focus only on what's right. This is your focus, Aries. For the past few months, you've been benefiting from the positive waves of lucky Jupiter, my Aries. It offers you opportunities aimed at improving your life, your daily life, for a fresh start if you did it like this. And on the 16th, Jupiter completes its round in Aries and it's changing signs. So this month will be a good opportunity to take advantage of all resources and all the benefits that lucky Jupiter offers you and the evolution that it brings with it. Take time to take advantage of the opportunities that will present themselves to you, because you never know. On the other hand, to concretize them, you will need to take care of the obligations imposed by the energies of dynamic Mars, which is coming now from sensitive Cancer. So if you feel that you are wasting time, don't feel like it so much, because it won't last long, this feeling. from the 21st of the month, dynamic Mars in glowing Leo then settles your affairs. So what seemed compromised for you, it's now achieved under the best circumstances. And then we come back to the full moon and lunar eclipse on the 5th in sensitive Scorpio. And there you need to emphasize in your interpersonal relationships, your family relationships, how you express love and feelings. Finances too, of course, especially whatever has to do with taxes, with stocks if you have any, with your insurance, with pensions and financing in general. These are the most affected themes. It's time to take advantage, as I said, all the opportunity that you had from Jupiter. Just organize yourself. If you feel, as I said, a bit strange, don't panic. You'll find a compromise. From the 17th and upwards with Jupiter and Taurus, you will feel that you'll focus more at the end, from the end of the month and ongoing on your finances. But luck smiles is on your side, luck smiles on you. And even if you're careful, you have a bit of luck, a little more luck. On the 19th, we have a new moon in lovely stable Taurus, and it favors issues related to finances again, daily life, and your lifestyle in general. The month ends with a big, maybe an energy that's a bit bomb, like a bomb explosion, and you need to be careful the last days of the month because it could be a firework that you don't need to, a big risk that you don't have to take to. So sit back and relax the last weekend of May and everything will be all right.
Well, my daughter is an Aries, so I'm always have my ear perked up for this one. And I get the Two of Pentacles, but reversed. Mm-hmm. So I really feel like there is going to be a little bit of imbalance that they might, you know, also, you know, what comes up is remember that you are the person who's in charge of the balls that you're juggling. And you are the person who gets to decide what is glass, what is rubber, what is delicate and fragile, and what can bounce or even be let go of. Because if you're trying to keep all those balls in the air, you know, like I said, you're the one who has to be the master of your tasks, your obligations, especially anything that is financially related, because it's a Pentacles card. So when you can take a look at yourself and your situation from a different perspective, from a perspective that's not reactive, but one that's proactive, mm-hmm. And it's going to be a lot easier for you to manage the insecurity of moving forward through these times, because you'll be aware, number one, that these things are coming up. And number two, you will be give yourself permission to be in charge and to make tough decisions if you have to make them. So, yeah. And that will help you bring more balance and harmony, especially if you're feeling really out of alignment and off kilter.
Ooh, yes, 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 yes. Now, interesting. Yeah, it matches perfectly with all these ups and downs. And as I told you, there is no thing like a line. It's a peculiar month.
Yeah.
We go on with Taurus. So the phrase for you, my Taurus, is: whatever you do, do it wisely and focus on the result. And this is what Ovid said. It was a very well-known Roman poet. So he had brains for sure. The energies that are coming from dreamy Pisces and sensitive Cancer give meaning to your existence, my Taurus. Ties with those who share your values are tightening for sure. However, it lacks a little bit of something that makes a wonderful whole. So yes, but no. But everything that is embodied by Jupiter settles in your sign from the 17th and on. The lucky star, Jupiter, an evolution planet, will promote your personal expansion after the 17th. So it will give you more opportunities and will get you back on track or restore balance that was in between compromise. The month starts for you really with conversations and meetings and stuff like intense, and energy is really intense because you go on to the full moon and lunar eclipse that's happening in Scorpio, which is really an issue. It comes up to an issue of the finances and the lifestyle you had until now. Partnerships, also relationships, and whatever interpersonal relationships you have will be affected. Be careful of what you're doing financially and in relationships, really. It's going to come to you. Long-awaited opportunities will present yourself for sure, thanks to people who have known you for a long time. So if one of them makes you an exciting offer, take a closer look because it has all the potential maybe that you need and meets up your expectations. Also, from May 21st and onwards, so after the new moon, don't alienate someone and you find him superficial. Just try to explain the words that you're listening to and translate them. Think about past experiences for sure. And because month of May promises to be rewarding and constructive for you, even with the security, let's say, behind the security wall. From the magic to work, think about, as I said, past experiences, because this will prevent you from making the same mistakes again. And you don't want to make the same mistakes again, because as I said, you have the new moon is also in your sign on the 19th. So it's going to be an interesting month for you for sure.
It sounds like it. So I got the Chariot for Taurus. And this is also a card about, you know, taking your own life into your own hands, basically being the person who's in charge of driving your life and directing it in the way that you want it to go. This is a card that can foretell travel or from short travel, but also far away travel. And like I said, just make sure that the choices that you make, like before you embark on a big choice or making a big decision, make sure that you take the time to really focus and contemplate and turn inward and discover if that's really what you want for yourself. Because you're going to make the best decisions for your life from a state of meditation and a state of alignment with yourself, rather than from a very hurried or busy or worried or frustrated or, irritated state. So, yeah, even when you are in one of those states, it's your choice. You can choose to take a step back, take a few deep breaths, and refocus yourself on, the results you want and not what a reaction.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know. You can feel it. I know. It's difficult. It's different. I know.
Oh, yeah.
I know. Wait until you hear the other ones. So, Gemini, we're going with Gemini. The phrase for the Geminis is erasing a piece of the past is like erasing a corresponding piece of the future. This is a very well-known Greek poet said that, Yorgos Seferis, who also won a Nobel Prize in 1963. It's a really nice phrase, really, and it says a lot. This month, lucky Jupiter finishes its race in Aries, as we spoke before, my communicating Gemini. So you have until the 16th of May to fill opportunities and complete your address book, let's say. Maybe you need your all the people that you know, and you know a lot of people usually. After that's all happening with the support of dynamic Mars in glowing Leo and the Sun in your sign, you can take advantage of these benefits. Although you are encouraged to be dynamic and interpersonal, take time to reflect. Throughout everything you have accumulated to retain, only what is realistic and achievable. So take out all the trash outside. You have time. Besides, with your ruler Mercury retrograde until May 14th, you shouldn't forget about this, because also teacher Saturn with ruler Mercury are watching you closely. They are not there to make you miserable, but quite the opposite. They position your wheels to prevent you from embarking on projects that are not serving your interests. Although May starts nice, we come up to the 5th of May, as we spoke before. I'm going to say that for every sign that we have a very intense, energetically intense full moon, that's lunar eclipse in Scorpio, in secretive Scorpio, in our sign. Because of Mars that's involved there, and you have a certain sensitivity towards Mars, more attention will be needed on the surrounding days in decisions around partnerships and relationships and in health. So the relationships are being tested, and attention will be needed to be paid to financial relationships again and health in general. Until May 7th, your loves are living up to your expectation. I would say you have a small favor up to the 7th. You have a charm, and you know that you're you're charming. The atmosphere is although a little bit cool this month. Although you have the resources to stay on the course, it is not certain that it is enough. To break the ice, though, reassure your other half of your intentions and feelings in your love life. This, in general, May looks good for you. You achieve your goals, in general. By the 17th, you may feel an unexpected attitude, though, under the circumstances, because also Jupiter is changing signs and it goes in Taurus. Do not proceed if you feel pressure. Take the opportunity to take care of everything that you have undertaken in recent months. And once you do that, you can focus on the basics and your plans that will go all the way instead of falling apart. On the financial side now, your love affairs will cost you dearly, so be careful, but don't be greedy about your money, but try to limit your generosity and euphoria. Don't forget, on the 19th, we have a new moon on Taurus. It's all about lifestyle, so it may give you more, let's say, spread your wings and see beautiful things and change your lifestyle, but it should be, as I said, with a limit. Mercury, your favorite planet, encourages you to take stock of everything that has happened in the past few months, as we spoke before. Although this is boring, it will be rewarding.
Gemini can't have it boring, huh?
No.
Well, I get the Lovers for Gemini this month, which is a very interesting card. It's not only a very good omen for relationships and for, you know, kind of loving, you know, just relationships. Yeah, exactly. All of the things that surround relationships. It's also about making choices in your life and choosing what you truly want in life instead of what society or your mother or your grandmother or the people around you want for you. And that is probably one of the main meanings of the Lovers too, is just that Gemini, this month, it's going to be up to you to decide where you're going to put your time, energy, and attention and focus. And so choose wisely, because you're going to be the one who's stuck with that choice in the long run.
And I spoke about love affairs in Gemini. Mm-hmm. Yes. So it has to do with love and choices. So be careful. And lifestyle.
Exactly. Well, even in relationships, you know, as well as I do, you can choose to say certain things or not to say certain things. You can choose, you know, you really can choose the energy that you want to bring into it. In many, your side of it. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. So we go on with Cancer. And what do we have for Cancers? The phrase is, the impossible becomes possible because you can, huh, this month. Gradually, The energies which are coming from Jupiter in Aries diminish to disappear on the 16th, as we spoke. By the 17th, your life starts on the right foot again, thanks to the good waves that are coming from Jupiter in Taurus, its changing sign. The positive and constructive aspect connecting one side to Saturn in Pisces and on the other hand, Mars in Cancer, makes you feel much better. So the feeling that fate is hitting you for dark lessons or reasons, it disappears gradually. It is replaced by the feeling after the 17th that you have a lucky star all over you and is watching. In this atmosphere of understanding, good humor and luck, your existence takes on to another dimension. It opens up to other perspectives that allow you to take advantage of your talents, skill, and experience. But as we come a step back before, on the 5th of the month, don't forget we have a full moon and lunar eclipse in Scorpio. And then you need to take care of all the energies because it all has to do with partnerships, relationships, and financial things. And as we know, Cancer is a bit introverted. And so all your introvert feelings will have, let's say, you feel like a bomb exploding. And just be careful what you're saying when you're saying, because slowly but surely, you're gonna feel the power stepping up. Mercury is retrograde until the 14th. Don't forget about this. But before the 14th, Venus from the 8th and on revives emotions. So after the 16th, you can make proposals to your other half without being refused. So just wait until the middle, let's say the first 20 days. This month, in general, whatever comes impossible, was impossible, becomes possible because stars are in friendly signs and they create a connection with someone who would surprise you with their kindness and availability. So you decide for the rest. You are evolving in a universe that suits you best. Slowly, slowly. Take time to welcome opportunities as they arise and they will prove far more beneficial than you can imagine. Mm-hmm.
Well, I like that for Cancers. I got the Six of Pentacles, and this is a card about generosity, being open-hearted and kind. It's also making sure, because we know that Cancers can be very codependent in some ways, and so this generosity, they need to be mindful of the way that they're using generosity, because generosity from the heart is something very different than generosity for a purpose. So Cancer, and you said that financial things are going to come up this month as well. So just make sure that when you are, what do I want to say, participating in relationships with other people, friendships, relationships, even business associations with others, just make sure that everybody is on the same page as far as resources are concerned and how, what dynamics are being given and taken in, if there's a payment process or a payback process required or requested. Be really open and honest about that, because that's going to save you a lot of hurt in the long run when you are open and honest about your desires and needs in the future. So
yeah, good. I don't have to say anything more. It's all there. It's all there. Perfect.
Thank you.
Yes, it's all there. So we go on with Leo after that. Leo's, the phrase for you is, I hear it and I forget it. I see it and I remember it. I do it and I understand it. And who said that? Confucius. Chinese philosopher. This beautiful Chinese philosopher, Confucius. So through the 16th, as we said, I mean, this is a big aspect. Good Jupiter is until the 16th in Aries, and it continues to offer the opportunities designed to expand your scope, my brilliant lions. Lucky Jupiter joins Uranus, Mercury, even if it's retrograde until the 14th, and the Sun in stationary Taurus, stable Taurus. And all these things may be a bit brutal for you and you feel the energy, but things are need to be changed, and you know it, you feel it in your guts. Instead of giving up or rebelling against failures, take a step back. Take advantage of the delays that retrograde brings you, Mercury brings you, and that accumulate to perfect what has been proposed to you lately. Arrange your projects to be accepted by those who reject them. To do this, give them time instead of behaving as if it were a done deal. The more you listen to the opinions of the others, the more you will be on the right track. Remember this. On the 5th of May, we have this big full moon of flowers and also lunar eclipse in secretive Scorpio. Light falls on family matters, on matters of the home, on the relationship between the family members. Emotionally, yes, you will feel emotionally. A little bit of concern is in the air, but as always, it is manageable. And don't forget that. Until the 7th, everything is also nice for the lovers outside there. Then the flame of passion flickers. Of course, a feeling of loneliness appears also, but don't focus on that. As we said, on the 17th, Jupiter, lucky Jupiter, changes signs and it goes in Taurus. And we have also a new moon in Taurus on the 19th. That really gives strength and opportunities to the lifestyle that we wish to have and whatever else we have in mind. Your success, though, lies in the ability to listen, I'm saying that again, to the opinions of the others. In taking up this challenge, you will be pleasantly surprised by the qualities that some people possess.
I had to break in because I was like, yeah. I have a Prince of Cups here. Now, this is a card definitely of not being really well connected to your feelings and your emotions, being a little bit overwhelmed with them, not being able to truly connect, and also feeling a little bit emotionally immature in certain situations or not present. And this is a card about look but don't touch, flirting, really kind of having your eye on something that you really want, but not being able to approach it in the way that you would like to. So I think this is a really interesting card, especially there were a couple of things that you said that just really hit on the challenges that Leo is going to face this month, especially in regard to emotions. Like, am I overdoing it? Am I underdoing it? Really being insecure with the emotionality right now. So it might be, you know, you can harness the energy of the Fool with this and just go into it, you know, with an open heart and an open mind and an open spirit and just allow it to, you know, kind of do what it does. But it could also mean that it's still a little bit outside of your reach this month, and that it still requires a little bit of time and fantasy and build up to get to that place. Not only build up of the fantasy of the romance of it all romance is a multifaceted thing. You can be in love with life. You can be very romantic about life. And you can allow that to kind of be woven into your experience, you know? So you are the one that gets to decide. Do you get to be the hopeless romantic this month? Do you look at life with this attraction and this romantic feeling? And also, do you walk clumsily and hesitantly like John Cusack in the 80s movies? He was just kind of bumbling through, and we loved him because of it. You know what I mean? So take a little bit of that energy with you. It doesn't necessarily, it's sometimes, you know, that look but don't touch coyness is actually a nice thing. Sometimes it's not so nice because it means that you're just keeping yourself from, you know, fully connecting with your emotions and putting yourself out there. But sometimes that romantic aspect of it can be enchanting.
Nicely said, Leos. When I'm always speaking about the egoism, the ego, you should turn down the ego. Yeah, Leos, we love you. We love you, Leos. We love you. And with ascendant, we also, we speak also about the ascendant. Oh, gosh. Mm-hmm. Let's go on with Virgo. Virgos, my ascendant, Virgo. The phrase is, when you really listen to someone else from their point of view and respond based on that understanding, it's like giving them emotional oxygen. This is what Stephen Covey said, an American self-help author. Yes, it's a big truth. Master Saturn continues to push you into your curiosities while trying to open up to open you up and to another vision of life, my organization of Virgos. As a result, sometimes you feel good and other times a discouragement can take over. But don't worry, the month started nice. Well, Saturn, as I said, influences you and it makes you focus on familiar things, comfort in communication. You need to focus on that. As a result, you see, sometimes with a pessimism, the whole thing, and a critical view. But okay, critical view, this is your characteristic, so we know that. Fortunately, energies of friendly planets are also there. They make you meet people who have the power to make you change your mind. This is important. On the 5th of May, we have the full moon of flowers, or mother, whatever you wish you can call it, and also lunar eclipse, which is energetically strong and intense in secretive Scorpio. Communication needs attention, what we say, how we say it, and with whom we discuss it with. Also moves, small moves need attention and redefinition. Definitely your deepest choices and deepest feelings come to the surface. So you need to handle them. You need to face them. So this is why communication is really important. Yes, I know the atmosphere can be a little bit heavy at times emotionally, but rest assured, it's not all so bad. You have all the resources you need to make things easier. Feel free to use them. And your other half will smile again if you are in a love relationship. The stars for the unattached offer to make a meeting full of charm, of delicacy, and they offer you that. For the magic of work, let things happen without asking 1,000 questions. When you feel it, go for it. However, some proactive help would be appreciated. It is embodied by lucky Jupiter, the lucky star, which changes sign after 12 years and settles in stable Taurus on May 17th. There it opens doors to new possibilities that have been felt for some time. And then comes also the new moon on the 19th in Taurus. So you can imagine you can try to focus on new ideas, projects, and that had to do with your lifestyle and finances. So, if someone makes an exciting offer, consider it. And if you don't think that you're not up to, because that's not true. So don't break your piggy bank, though. Be generous, but with limits. When you feel events crystallizing and like being too much for you, take a step back. This will help you to understand their significance. And what you need to do is calm down. I don't hear you. Oh, what did you do?
I said, true, that seems to be a theme that's going on across a couple of different signs this month, for sure. Ooh. Now, I have the Eight of Wands this month for Virgo. Ooh. This means that there's going to be some really quick changes happening in their lives. That if there was something that was stuck or that was, you know, kind of in a lull, things are going to start moving forward in a pace that they're just not. Perhaps grab your seatbelt or put on your seatbelt or buckle your seatbelt or whatever that phrase is, because things are going to start moving forward. So get everything in order so that you can be prepared for this movement. Because it's going to come and it's going to be hot and fast.
That was hot and fast.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
That was really fast, but it is like it is. We cannot change it. This is what astrology predictions and tarot predictions say. So
exactly.
This is it. And we'll go on with Libra so fast. So Libra, the phrase is, the most effective treatment is friendship and love. This is what Hubert Humphrey. This was an American politician, what I found out. And he was also vice president of the United States that I didn't know. But this is a nice phrase of him. This month, the situation is still complicated, though, but rest assured, it's not hopeless, my diplomatic Libras. Although lucky Jupiter's DNA is beneficial, it created also some tension during this month and in Aries. His departure restores calm and you will find your sanity at last. Because by ignoring Cancer complaints, you can get off to a good start. But how? By meeting people different from your habits. Jupiter's departure, as I said, soothes conflicts. On the other hand, impulses that come from Cancer stir up old grievances. Well, if you want to get your relationship out of this hellish spiral, change your mind. But how? By making a little getaway just for the two of you, maybe. Or for your friends, go outside, drink some wine, go eat, go to the movies, whatever. On the May 4th, you should be a bit careful because Venus in Gemini makes a square with Neptune in Pisces. And there you may be deceived. So be careful of whatever you're doing. No flattery. Don't listen to the flattery things because you are also a person who likes flattery, unfortunately. And so you may feel frustration, you're more naive, and you get deceived. So be careful. Because next day we have this big full moon of flowers and lunar eclipse in Scorpio, which is intense because the light or the shadow falls on finances and on matters of security, emotional security, and material security. We are all called to listen more to our bodies, what we feel, what makes us happy, what gives us harmony, to our lives and our daily routine. It is not necessary, as I said at the beginning, that everybody likes it. It's necessary, though, that you like it. This month, you have meetings waiting for you. You meet out to other people. On the other hand, to take things further, you should expect more favorable days, which will come after Jupiter changes sign on the 17th of May. And it goes on stable Taurus and also the new moon on the 19th in Taurus. Then there come the more favorable days. To avoid crossing an area of turbulence, though, accept the routine that undermines your morale. How? By maintaining regular contact with a sparkly relationship with somebody who is special for you. This will help you and will also rescue you.
Nice.
Yeah.
I got the Ten of Swords reversed for Libra.
Come on, say it.
No, it's not over yet. So if they are facing gossip and feeling a little stabbed in the back or having, you know, kind of drama around them, they really have to kind of pull it together and wait it out because it still has to, I don't want to say manifest itself because it has totally manifested itself. It's totally, and maybe the most effective treatment for this is friendship and love, because you might have to totally shift your social circles. You might have to totally disconnect from one group and connect with another group. And you might also have to figure out how much of the current problem that you're facing or current situations that you're facing are actually, what role did you play? Did you bring this upon yourself in some way? Do you need to go make amends in order to help to straighten things out? Because you got to be the leader in this one. And if you want to bring things to an end, either you have to face them, of course, with security, because we all know that there's some major Mars energy flowing around right now. We'll just put it that way. There's, you know, there's that chance for things to go a little haywire. So do things with love, with tact, with care, with friendship, but also really with a lot of honesty towards yourself and towards other people, because sometimes we are our own worst enemy as far as the way we treat other people and what we allow to happen around us as well. So yeah, examine your own life, examine your friendship circle really closely, and see what kind of shifts you need to make in order to bring this to an end, or if you just need to like kind of take a step back, take a little vacation, move to another continent. No, I'm just kidding.
Yes. Yes. Well. Not so easy also for Libra. You see, the month is peculiar. And we, you know, where we're coming next now, to Scorpio. Well, Scorpios, among us and around us and outside there. In difficult times, people of action are more valuable than people of virtue. Oh, how wise am I? So, since last month, difficulties in interpersonal relationships were coming from all the aspects that unpredictable Uranus made, and community Mercury was also in Taurus, and he is retrograde until the 14th of May, which were signaling that there is a big change going on there, my secretive Scorpios. I know, things are changing also up to the 17th of May, because like Jupiter comes to Taurus, and the lucky star of Jupiter is like giving you opportunities then. This month, you can change things, but only if it's not at the expense of your achievements. To succeed in this small miracle, take the time to study what is being proposed to you. Your loves, if you agree, can take on another dimension. To do this, you need to welcome luck with a smile instead of rejecting it. To realize this small miracle, ignore external influences. This will make you see situations or people beyond appearances. Because energies are coming from Taurus and harmony is not always easy to maintain. Jupiter's arrival is there to settle things as much as complicate them also. This is why I told you it's a bit plus, minus, mix and match. If you have news to announce, do it so politely. This will prevent overflow. And be careful. I said Mercury is retrograde up till the half of the month. On the 5th of May, we have this big full moon, the mother moon, the flower moon, the divine feminine moon in our sign, together with the lunar eclipse in our sign. So you can imagine how this is for us. So intense. Breathe in, breathe out. I know. It's going to be strange, and finances are going to be in focus. Cash receipts with expenses, be very clear and exact where you stand. Lots of emotions, and you'll probably wonder what's next, what's in store, whatever can come more. My gosh, is there more? I mean, on the 17th, as I told you, Jupiter is coming to Taurus. Taurus is just at the opposite of us, so we can feel the change. And also 19th of the month is the new moon in Taurus again. So we're going to feel shaken. By different means, Jupiter and Mars reintroduced movement in our beings. Instead of dismissing it, take time to harness it. You won't regret it. I know.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
So I got the Page of Cups. And the Page of Cups can be related to a younger person who comes into your life who's really intuitive or just very, you know, kind of one of those people who's super friendly and just really open and loving and supportive. It's a new friendship or a new love is a part of the Page of Cups energy. So a new friendship, a new love, a reconnection with your intuition can also come from this card. So basically, and it's really innocent and, you know, open, honest, and all of those things can really, truly manifest into something nice and harmonious. And especially if it's intuition, like reconnecting with your intuition under a Scorpio eclipse in Scorpio, hello, you know, something like that, or just meeting somebody who takes you to the next level within your intuitive studies and things like that. So be on the lookout for something new, a new friendship sprouting, a new relationship partner coming in, or even a new kind of energy into your existing relationship that is more playful and joyous and is more at the intuitive level rather than at the thinking level as well. So I think it's a good one for us.
Yeah, that's not bad. Maybe it has to do also with the retrograde Mercury up to 15th that will bring us love, but maybe old flames and new flames together, whatever. It's mixed up. I mean, it has to do a lot with emotions. Oh, let's see. Mm-hmm. I'm curious. I will take my notes.
Yeah, we got to check back in.
Yeah.
And I forgot to put that up on the thingy here. So.
No problemo. No problem. You see, Mercury is retrograde. Things like this happen. This is very typical. Very typical. So don't.
I've been.
Keep my mouth shut. Let's see if I can handle this until the 14th. We'll see. And then we'll go on with Sagittarius. Sagittarius, your phrase is, ignoring the facts doesn't change the facts.
Ooh.
With lucky Jupiter and impulsive Aries, you're evolving in an atmosphere that suits you, though. My traveling Sagittarius, of course it suits you. You're also fire, and Aries is also fire. Jupiter is transiting Jupiter in stationary Taurus and stable Taurus, and it will always be failed by you because it's more static and less enthusiastic, which you don't really like. On the 5th of May, we have the full moon of flowers or mother and also lunar eclipse in secretive Scorpio. This will make you have a deep introspection and light on whatever behind the scenes and hidden things this moon sheds, because a lot of things in the background will happen. You're going to find out in a way or two. Who knows? Contradictions disappear on the 8th and may return on the 22nd. To avoid this, Mars in Leo encourages you to embellish your relationship and convince your other half. But how? By filling it with bright little touches, because you can really play a significant role in this in your love life. Who knows in that matter? Well, don't forget that Mercury is retrograde until the 14th of May, so you have to be careful of the communication for sure. Also, lucky Jupiter changes signs on the 17th of May, and it goes on Taurus, so whatever energy you felt like it's really impulsive until the 17th, it's going to be more easygoing from the 17th and on until the end of May. And also, don't forget that on the 19th, it is a new moon, yeah, in Taurus. So it's also another stable energy coming. because Jupiter, as I told you, changes after 12 years. So it's a very, very big aspect and it affects us all. This month, though, starts and ends the same way for you. However, you need to handle a break that lasts a few days. Keep an eye on events, then you will easily pick up where you left off.
Yep. So, yeah, this pause, this break is really kind of something that Sagittarius needs this month. It's just been a lot of hectic energy around. And so the best thing that you can do for yourself this month, Sagittarius, is just take a step back if you can, you know, and work on rest and relaxation. And after you've rested, you might be better able to deal with any kind of anything, issues that arise, or your emotions towards anything. Or, you know, you said ignoring the facts doesn't change the facts. Maybe after that rest, you would be better able to really focus on what you need to change, what the facts of the situation are, and how you can handle them in a more grounded, Sagittarius, I'm sorry. In a very unique way that is all yours. Should we say that?
The child in the zodiac, the child. Yeah, but yeah, it suits them. It's okay. Nobody's gonna be offense by that.
Yeah, and the child in the zodiac needs a nap this month. For real.
Of course. Oh, come on. Of course. Mm-hmm. And we'll go on with Capricorn. Capricorns, what's happening this month? So the phrase is, optimism is essential for success. It is also fundamental to courage and real progress, said Nicholas Butler, an American academic. So, the turbulent energies that are coming from Master Aries are slowly losing their intensity, my workaholic Capricorns. Of course, they slowly lose it because they're going to change. I mean, Jupiter is changing signs. Although you're not completely available to your lovers, you're beginning to give them more attention slowly, slowly. In this state of mind, your relationships with others or your other half will take a pleasant turn this month. To achieve, though, something constructive, focus on qualities. On the 5th of May, we have this big, intense full moon of flowers on Mother, as well as lunar eclipse on secretive Scorpio. Light and shadow falls on your social position, your position in general, what you want to show, and perhaps emotionally, it doesn't yet cover you in the form that it has taken. Deep breaths also for you. And if the searching has begun to get intense as well as the reflection, a longer breathe is needed. So you're going to need some meditation also. Tensions are calming down, though, as we go on through the month. As a result, of course, you feel better and better days passing, though. This month, you are mostly like to spend time with your other half, those you are committed, who are committed. To keep the real deal going, pay compliments instead of making introductions. After a period of instability for the unattached there, your romances are moving towards normalcy. So it's going to be more better. It's getting better and better. Exchanges are becoming more frequent and dates are coming also. For all of this to lead to a relationship that lasts, don't focus on the things that bother you. See the bigger picture and focus that. We have the change of lucky star Jupiter. It changes signs after 12 years and it goes to Taurus. It has to do with security, also with relationships, with lifestyle. So it's different. And also we have a nice new moon again in Taurus on the 19th. So you'll take advantage of these energies. It will suit you. It matches to you because they are stable. This month, pay compliments, more compliments, and be more optimistic, Capricorn. This will have beneficial effects to your relationships because they will meet your expectations at last.
Oh, nice. Good job.
Yeah.
And I got the Five of Swords, which is a really interesting card. So it's so oftentimes people think that they've lost the war, but they've only lost a battle. And so instead of looking at what hasn't been done, because we know Capricorns are really good about that, what hasn't been done, what they haven't achieved, the tip of the mountain is way up there. Look behind you at what you've already done, what you've already accomplished, how, you know, and don't forget to pat yourself on the back for your accomplishments and the things that you've done in your life, because this month it's going to be really important for your self-esteem and for your relationships and for everyone around you, and to get past, get over that feeling like I always have to be achieving in order to prove myself worthy. You've already proved yourself. So now is the time to sit back and, again, rest for a little bit. Make sure that you're not focused on the negative instead of the positive. And really check your attitude and your priorities, your focus, to ensure that you're giving yourself credit where credit is due. Definitely. And because that can help them.
Yes, this can help them for sure, because they need it. They must take it more relaxed and don't take it also personal. And they usually do.
Exactly.
So we'll go on with Aquarius. Aquarius, what does this month have for you? My phrase is, a dream is just a dream. A goal, though, is a dream with a plan and a deadline. This is what Harvey Mackay said, an American self-help author. Although your progress is slow, with your beloved teacher Jupiter in Aries, impulsive Aries, you are seizing the opportunities, my area Aquarius, because you always do. You always search for opportunities, even if you don't say so. It gives you the willpower to not get discouraged in the fact of setbacks, because you have a lot of setbacks. You experienced a lot of setbacks the last months, and also with Mercury retrograde until the 14th, there are a lot of setbacks. If you want your loves to be projected over time, don't be all or nothing, because you do that also. Look to the virtues of a calmer life instead of overwhelming it, all the bad and weird stuff. On the 5th of the month, we have a full moon, a very intense full moon, flower full moon, or whatever you want to say it, or mother full moon. And also, that is also a lunar eclipse, which is very, very important and very intense. Light falls and shadow also on your social wants, or professional status issues, emotions. There are many emotions, but they have a meaning of existence. Listen to your wants and write them down for the future. It will help you. You are going to be supported from Venus, sweet Venus, until the 7th, and you will feel comfortable everywhere and with everyone. Fortune is smiling at you a bit more. You have the feeling of being lucky. And your charisma is working wonders. You'll meet people with an unsettling ease, but they are fleeting, unattached. And if you want to have a lasting relationship, try to be more emotionally outgoing, not like you think you are, because you're not saying a lot of yourself. You look emotionally outgoing, but you're not. Say more maybe details about yourself to gain more interest from the others. And if you can, accept the limitations with a smile. From the 17th, Jupiter is changing sign. It goes on stable Taurus, and the atmosphere changes. People are more demanding of you. Going for power won't save you time. Quite the opposite. Instead, take advantage of these risks to identify what's wrong to fix it. From the 21st and on, with Mars in Leo, reacting in a positive way will ease tensions and denials. And don't forget, on the 19th, we have also a nice new moon in Taurus. Living with the energies of towers, of course, is not simple, and I know. However, if you wish, you can reduce the tension. How? By pursuing one goal at a time. I know.
And I got the Ace of Swords with this. So this means, you know, this is a card. This dream is a dream, but a goal is a dream with a plan and a deadline. But this goal, this dream is not something, it's not the first time this came around. This is something that has been niggling in the back of their head for a while, and it's coming back up to the surface, and it might be the right time now to start working on moving forward with this. This is also a card about a second chance coming around, because sometimes the first time just doesn't work out in the way that you had hoped it would with a lot of different things, you know, that goes for a lot of different things. But again, if there's something that keeps, you know, kind of popping up in your mind as a really good idea or something that you want to pursue, or give it a second chance. See if you can figure it out this time or get up to the next level with it. If you see this as a spiral staircase. And, you know, sometimes we do have to do things in cycles and in movements. We can't fully go from A to B in one foul swoop. We have to go in a spiral upwards. So second chances, restart, start and stop and start again, and take those steps towards your dreams so that you can fulfill them. Because if you just dream it, it's going to stay a dream.
Perfect.
Yes.
I couldn't say it better myself. It's perfect. You can see behind me. No?
Yeah.
You can see the sea.
Ah, I'm a little jealous.
You see it?
Mm-hmm.
You see it now?
Mm-hmm.
Behind me, and the mountains, and you see the sky, the white clouds there.
Nice.
And this is the sea.
Nice.
I'm just saying, because it's the first time that you can see. And we go on into Pisces, the last but not least. So, what do I have for you? So, the phrase is, freedom is the ability of a man to take his own development onto his own hands. It is the ability to create oneself. Important. This is what Rollo May said, an American psychologist. Thanks to reassuring and energies of steady Taurus and sensitive Cancer, your bones are rediscovering their meaning and the sincerity of their origins, my dreamy Pisces this month. People who have been gone could return to you. Of course, we don't forget also Mercury retrograde until the 14th. Your relationships are chosen and reliable in general. On the 5th of May, we have this big full moon of flowers or mother, whatever you want to say, in also lunar eclipse in our sign secretive Scorpio, which falls lights and shadows all in all the long journeys, the philosophy of life, whatever you dreamed on, conquering deepest desires. It's going to be intense and you're going to feel it in your bones until the 7th. Otherwise, with Venus in communicative Gemini, shows you a little confusion. Fortunately, the energies of Taurus and Cancer inspire you to choose calm and security, because also on the 17th, Jupiter, lucky Jupiter, this star is changing signs and it's going on to Taurus. So Taurus energy is there. And on the 19th, with a new moon in Taurus, it's more and more and more. It's getting more for you. From the 22nd and on, the decision to inspire and to also have calm and security in your bones and also to feel it more will be challenged, though, with Sun in Gemini. And because when Sun comes in Gemini, you feel more extroverted, you want to speak out more, you want to go out more, you're going to meet other people more. But this is only a challenge, and challenges are arrangeable. I mean, no problem. Your existence is improving day by day. But evil geniuses are also stubborn. Don't forget that. By being cold and distant, you will drive them out of your reach. And you know how to do it. You know it best.
That's true. Now, I've got the Devil card, which is such an interesting card. It's a card about compulsions and things that are outside of your control. And a little bit, you know, when you have that compulsion, when you have that connection, it's also a card of addictions, a card of dependency, of course, and codependency, which Pisces might kind of want to watch out for this month, even if they, you know, freedom is going to definitely be an issue this month. How free are you? Are you able to fully act as if you want to act and live as if you want to live? Or are you allowing the feelings of others, or, you know, the opinions of others to control and manipulate your desire, or your desires, or the way you act around others? So I think it's really interesting, especially that little last part that you were saying, that they know how to open up their relationship space and how to move forward and everything like that. But are they going to end up in the same way kind of as a Cancer does, you know, closing themselves off, backing themselves up, pushing other people away out of habit?
No, because don't forget that they are going on with a big transformation with Pluto, mm-hmm, and Neptune. Neptune is in their sign and Pluto is there. And this is a big transformation. So it's not going to get over for 3 years. They're going to pass over this. So they are already in a big self-transformation and self-transformation, actually. They are looking for themselves. They will be different people after this. So this is a part of the transformation. And freedom, of course, it matches.
Yeah, any kind of transformation that you go through, you have to really look in the mirror, honestly, and let go of any kind of compulsions that you have, let go of any kind of addictions that you have, let go of anything that is holding you back more out of habit or Abhängigkeit, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean, but the other people might not know what I mean. But yeah, just...
Yeah, their first house is really transforming. You can imagine, my first house is me, how am I, myself and I, my inner thoughts, my outer thoughts, I'm living, I breathe and exist. This is so big. And all the planets are coming by and pass through. They're giving them a lesson. And this happens for all the signs differently, as we spoke before. But these months are part of transformation. And May is a crossroad. May is a crossroad. Because the second eclipse, this eclipse is stronger than the one before. The one before was the sun eclipse, but this one is a moon eclipse in Scorpio. And the next sign that's changing is going everything in Taurus. So we have two contradictions, two shifts that are not going well with each other. They like each other somehow. They feel the energy and the magnetism because they are the opposite, because they are opposites and the opposites attract. So the power that's given inside this month is unbelievable. It's huge. And I won't be surprised if we have, I'm sorry to say, earthquakes.
Yes.
It's too much. Too much. I don't know. One day before, after the sun eclipse, the last month, we had an earthquake here. The day after, almost five degrees magnitude.
Wow.
It was, yeah, I was here sitting on my desk and I was shaking, and Arius was there and he was like, what happened? And we were shaking. No, things are going on. We all know it. Nobody feels good. Everybody's driving like crazy. We have to take care of ourselves more.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. But like you said, I mean, this is something that is a part of the cycle, and it's just the beginning of this big shift in like cosmic energy, really, from Aquarius. And yeah, so it's just really,
it's a lot.
Mm-hmm. It is a lot.
It's a lot to process, but it's not manageable. It can be done.
Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely. And with a little support and with a little foresight and with a little, you know, grace and patience. Yeah.
Mm. Happen. It can happen.
Oh,
that was so nice again.
It was, definitely. And if people want to get a hold of you, Alexandra, how can they get a hold of you? Because I noticed that you changed your Instagram, I think.
No, I didn't. I did. I didn't. No, I didn't. It's the same. Alexandra's Universe. It's the same. It's the same. Either on the A World on Facebook or Instagram, Alexandra's Universe. You can find me and text me, PM me, and send me messages if you wish an astrological consultant. I'm here. I'm a psychological astrologer, so it will be my pleasure to help you. And also, I'm studying also to be a health counselor, so it will be nice.
Yes. And you can get a hold of me at either Spiritual Business Spotlight or at SueEllisSoller.com or on Instagram and Facebook and YouTube and all of the places, right?
As you are. And TikTok, you have a nice TikTok, though. And I also TikTok, Alexandra's Universe.
Alexandra's Universe at TikTok?
Yeah, but this is something that I have to change. All of my videos are until now in Greek.
Okay.
Also in English. It's the next thing that I must do, but it takes time, so I need more time.
Less, because I was looking at that too, and I wanted to share them on Spiritual Business Spotlight. So
always in Greek. So, yeah. But we need to share our videos, so we have to do something like this, maybe.
Yes.
The next thing I'm going to focus on our videos.
Cool, good. I like that.
Perfect. So
okay,
have a nice month.
Yes, everybody have a nice month. I want to put this, hopefully I got everything right. So
everything.
Everybody, I hope you have a fabulous May and that the energies are very kind to you this month and that you just kind of flow through it because you got a little warning ahead of time, or a little four.
Oh.
Yes. Okay. Bye, everybody. Take care. Bye.